This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. I go by the name of King Bashir, but the Winter Stark himself on this beautiful Cheesy Tuesday. And as I mentioned, that I will be joined in studio by one of the lead pastors from a live church in Polokwane who have, you know, heeded the call to help those displaced following the recent floods that have happened within our province. She's here with me in studio right now. Good afternoon, Pastor Cordelia.
Good afternoon, King Bash.
How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
No, I'm blessed. Thank you so much for, you know, coming in studio and sharing this moment with us. We really do appreciate your time.
No, you are welcome.
So, you know, just to start and kick things off, I wanted to maybe find out what it is that you do at a live church.
I'm the pastor.
I don't know if maybe I said it wrong to call you the lead pastor, because I know that Pastor Joseph is the lead pastor. So I don't know how to really phrase it.
I'm the campus pastor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the campus pastor. There.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So maybe let me also find out from you, why is it, you know, important for our life church to support Capricorn FM gives in responding, you know, to this recent floods that have happened throughout the province?
I mean, what is happening in our province is very sad.
Mm.
And I believe it has touched all of us. And I believe that it's impacting all of us in one way or another.
Mm.
As much as we are praying for it, it's very important that we become practical as well. The Bible says that faith without works is dead.
Mm.
And we believe as a church that we are a major part of this community.
Mm.
And anything that affects the people affects us.
Mm.
We are the hands. Pastor says it every Sunday.
Yes.
We are the hands and the feet of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
So when this opportunity came now, especially in this season, you know, we are in a time of prayer, of fasting.
Yes.
And when we found a credible organization that is going there, it only felt right that, you know, those who can run quickly and be able to reach places that we are not able to reach now, why not partner with them to be able to, you know, you want to work with a credible company that 100%. You know that whatever you're releasing out will get to the right hands and be able to reach the right people. So this for us is just another opportunity to, you know, let the people see the heart of God.
Yes.
It's it's a natural thing to do.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've seen on, you know, Alive Church's social media, you know, handles, you know, that this is not the first time they actually reach out to help in terms of, you know, some of the projects that Alive Church handles. So maybe can we touch a bit on the current projects that you're busy with, or maybe even the previous projects that Alive Church is busy with?
We are always looking for ways to be a blessing to the community.
Amen.
I mean, during the COVID season as well, when people couldn't be able to do much, we felt that weight of responsibility to once again make sure that we reach out to communities and be able to help where we can. But currently what we do every month is that we've got 50 families that we've adopted.
Wow.
That every month we make sure that they have food to eat.
Wow.
And outside of that, on the streets as well, we have a monthly project where every month we go out to feed the homeless on the streets. And also, I know, like, especially this January as well, bursaries for a few people based on our capacity. As much as we love to touch a greater number, but the people that we're able to assist right now, that's a major part of what we are doing. So we are constantly on or look out to see where we can be a blessing in the community with whatever need that arises, because we are part of the community. The church is made up of community.
Most definitely.
You know, so yeah.
So impactful. And I mean, what would you like to say, you know, to other organizations or even businesses, you know, in terms of stepping up and coming forth to help when such disasters arise?
I mean, if we don't step up and do it, who will?
Most definitely.
Who will? Mm. If there's a scripture that says that if it is in your ability to help, don't withhold the help. And I believe that as organizations and businesses, by the grace of God, through these same communities, we've been given a certain level of ability and grace,
yes,
resources to be able to touch the community. It's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. You know, before we came in here, we're just sitting outside and she was just giving me details of the impact of this disaster. And just to hear that there are children that have just been born in this season who have no help, that there are over, she was telling me, I think in Giani, there's over 200 people that are homeless who are stranded. In Palabura, we're talking about over 300 people who don't even know what to do. And in spite of the help that has been received already, it's still not enough. I'm going back with a greater burden. You know, I'm asking myself, what we have done, is it enough? So I would really love to call on every organization, every business, even church as well. You know, let's all step up. If we all join our hands together, we can make a big difference. Make a big difference. It's these same communities that bring resources to our businesses. Why not? Why not be able to bless and help our people?
Most definitely. And maybe let's touch a bit on, you know, the people that have actually been affected by the floods. You know, I mean, those are the people that we're doing all of this for, you know. What words or message of encouragement would you like to say to the people out there that might even be listening, or most of them are actually our listeners as well, you know? What would you like to say to them that have been impacted by this flood?
I just want to say, I want everyone to know that, number one, God has not forgotten them. I know that in a time like this, it's even difficult to believe that. But the fact that you still have breath on your lungs, it's purely the mercies of God. One of the things we've been doing daily is to praying for those people. And no matter how dark it looks, believe me, there is light at the end of every tunnel. I know that, you know, God is able to restore. God is able to help to rebuild. It might look like everything is finished and done now, but hold on, hold on. There will be light. There is light at the end of the tunnel. You will rise again. You will build again. You know, things will, God will show up. God will show up. Yeah, so don't be discouraged. Take charge. Take courage. Take courage. Take courage. And as we continue to all reach out and just give a help and a word of encouragement, receive it. And it's gonna get better.
Thank you so much for that. And before I let you go, Pastor Cordelia, I mean, I need to find out where Alive Church is actually situated. There might be someone listening to this amazing pastor and saying that, you know what, from the words of encouragement and the help and the kind of, you know, house that comes out and helps other people, you know, this is where maybe they would like to attend the church. So maybe do let us know where Alive Church is situated, and maybe the service times as well.
We are at 131 Mahasane Street. It's the former Body Life Gym next to Retabile Clinic. We meet every Sunday. We've got three services every Sunday. Our first service, it's 8 o'clock for the early risers. People that say, I want to go to church before I go to work. Our services are 1 hour, 30 minutes. So we have 8 o'clock and then we have 9:45. And we have, you know, for the mummies and the daddies as well, those that say like, 8 o'clock, Pastor, it's still too early for me. I have kids to, you know, still take care of. So we, our last service is at 11:30. But really, I always say choose the time that serves you best, because all our services are identical.
So for a person like me, as a DJ, I think 11:30 will work for me, since we sleep in the AMs. So I think it's that's a service that will work for someone like me.
Definitely.
Pastor Cordelia, thank you so much for taking out your time once again to come, you know, and, you know, speak to us and come and show, you know, and motivate as well other people that, you know what, it can be done. And if we all hold our hands together, we can do so, so much more, especially for the people that are in distress right now. So So we really do appreciate your time, and thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Most definitely. Yeah. And that is Apostle Cordelia from Alive Church, right? This is where we shall wrap it up for now. But do not forget that we are calling out to you to come and help us out. We are situated at 11 Pier Street, right here at Capricorn FM Studios.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.